are a few things, but it would be fair to say that it was a very, very well-trailed budget statement, pre-budget statement, I should say. There were extraordinarily well-informed leaks. I mean, on Saturday, we learned about the cut in VAT. And on Monday morning, when we picked up our copy of The Guardian, we learned about the new higher rate of income tax on high earners. So a lot of the provisions were very well leaked. I mean, there were a couple of little things, I think, that... that perhaps the Chancellor didn't want us to pay such attention to. One was the savings gateway account that he talked about for less well-off people. And for every pound these people save, they'll get 50 pence back. Well, what he didn't say was actually in previous versions of this scheme that were mooted, the idea was that for every pound they save, they got a pound added on from the government. So actually that's a reduction in what was offered previously. A rather bigger and more important thing to a lot of people that wasn't very well trailed was, of course, the increase in national insurance contributions for employers and employees, which is coming down the line. And I think Alistair Darling may have been hoping that we're all so preoccupied with the VAT reduction and the higher earners tax, the 45%, that we perhaps didn't notice that quite so much. That will actually be a very big deal for middle income earners and for employers. So there were a couple of things in there.
In the weeks leading up to the pre-budget report, there was a lot of discussion about how the government was going to pay for any tax cuts. Do Alistair Darling's sums add up?
There are a number of ways in which he is looking to bring the books into balance. The measure that he's taken in increasing taxes for the new 45% rate for people earning over £150,000, that will affect a relatively small number of people and will only bring in a relatively small amount of revenue. So that'll only be between £1 and £2 billion. He's also increasing tax on cigarettes, alcohol and petrol. So that will pay for some of the VAT reduction. I think the big gamble that he's taking really is he's talking about bringing the books back into balance by 2015 and the measures that he's taking to get the money back through national insurance, etc., are kicking in from about 2011 onwards. So the danger with that is that we could be facing a scenario where just as the economy is coming out and beginning to recover, that businesses and people are hit with tax increases at just the wrong time and that we're sent backwards again. So I think that's the big question is, has he got his timing right?
What happens if the VAT cut doesn't entice consumers back into the shops for a spending splurge before Christmas?
Well, you know, there are a number of issues around this VAT cut. I mean, the most obvious one is that if you're like me and you've been wandering around the high streets, you know, pondering your Christmas shopping, you can't help but notice there are huge amounts of sales going on as it is. Now, if 20% off or 50% off isn't going to encourage you to part with your money because you're too worried about your job, then clearly a fairly small reduction in VAT isn't going to encourage you either. I think, you know, the other question is, will retailers actually pass the cut on? You know, Alistair Darling said he hopes they will, but there's no guarantee that they will. I think people are very nervous and people are avoiding any unnecessary expenditure. So it could be that the reduction in VAT is quite an expensive damp squib.
How significant is the decision by Alistair Darling to raise the top rate of income tax?
Well, I think it's hugely significant. As I said before, it won't raise a huge amount of revenue. It doesn't affect a huge number of people. It's about 400,000 people, the top 1% of income earners. I think its importance is symbolic. You know, this has been a Labour government who... Peter Mandelson once said, you know, he was intensely relaxed about people being filthy rich as long as they paid their taxes. We could debate whether or not they have paid their taxes, but, you know, this is a government that did not want to scare off the wealthy, the non-doms, the high bonus earners, the people in the city. And I think this is a real sea change moment, and the symbolism of this is very important, and it is saying, you know, we want to make sure that the public knows that everybody is paying for this, that the top earners are not escaping the burden and the moral responsibility on them to be seen to pay for what we're all going through.
But it's not a return to the 1970s when Dennis Healey was misquoted as saying that they were going to tax the rich until the pips squeak.
Well, you know, in the 1970s, in the period that you're talking about there, which I'm still too young to remember, I insist, the top rate of tax then was 83%. You know, this is 45%. We will hear some complaining and some bleating from people, but, you know, I think that the majority of voters will accept that it's only fair that people who can most afford to pay the price and bear the pain take on their share of the burden.